This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Thank you for being with us here this evening. My objective here with my talk is to awaken the hearts, to help to stimulate and motivate everyone in this room to stop, ponder, and reflect on these key and important points that I'm going to mention, on what's it all about. What's the purpose of my life? And why am I here? And where am I going when I depart from this beautiful place? It doesn't make sense that everything in this room that we can see, that we can observe, has a purpose, but the human being doesn't have a purpose. I challenge everybody in this room to find me one thing that doesn't have a purpose, inside the room and outside the room. If we ended up on the moon, we'd want to know why we were here. Maybe they might be a Starbucks. I go get a Frappuccino, a cappuccino, take a little break, get myself together. But then I'd be on the hunt to figure out, why am I on the moon? Let alone, why am I on this earth? If you ask somebody at the bus stop, where are you going? And they said, I don't know. You think that's a problem? If somebody at the university was asked, what are you doing here? And the person didn't have a clue, that'd be a problem. So my objective here is to awaken the hearts and the minds to contemplate and to think on these very important points on why am I here? What is my purpose? Now, I got to ask this question to an elderly individual in his 70s. And I asked him, young man, being facetious, I want to benefit from your years of experience and your wisdom. Would you allow me to ask you a question? And he said, sure, young man, go ahead. I said, have you ever, in all of your years of living, have you ever thought about, or has anyone ever asked you this important question? What's the purpose of life? And why are you here? I said, the car that we're driving has a purpose. The keys in the ignition have a purpose. The head on your head has a purpose. But what about us? Do we have a purpose? He said, young man, that's a very profound question. You've left me something to think about. I haven't really given it much thought, but now I definitely will. My job was done. And that is my objective here with you guys today, to leave you with something deep and profound to think about. Some people might say, well, I figured this one out, Eddie. It's to make a lot of money. Go ahead and add fame to the equation and power. But we know there have been people who have amassed enough money that in 100 lifetimes they wouldn't be able to spend it. And people have committed suicide because they've lost a fraction of it. And it didn't bring that peace and contentment that when one does figure out the purpose of why they are here, it should bring some solace to the heart. Someone might say, well, you know, I get a lot of comfort and solace in helping people. That's the purpose. I figured it out. But it has to be universal. It has to fit for all. Because there are some people who can't even help themselves, let alone help other people. Like a person in a wheelchair, someone who's blind, someone who's handicapped. Someone might say, you know what? It's to start a family. It's to have a lot of kids. Now, someone might object, say, you know, I've been there, done that. And she took half of it, and I don't have any more to give. Or someone has tried to remarry, and they just can't. So it has to be something that's universal, and it has to be a fit all for all. So my objective here is to awaken the heart in that voice deep down inside, and to start to ask, because design indicates a designer. And we would go back to the manufacturer of the car to ask, how to operate all these fancy little gadgets on the iPhone and the iPad and the iMac. So, if I can do my small little part and give that advice for each and every one of us to stop, ponder, reflect, and to think, and to awaken the heart and that little voice inside, and to ask the designer who designed all this, what's my purpose? What's it all about? Why am I here? Thank you very much.